just busy thinking about boys, boys, boys.
比较特别的节奏，有点像游戏的声音。这是来自 Charlie XCX 的 Boys， 男孩子。半个欧美音乐圈的人都参演了这部歌曲的 MV， 荷尔蒙简直是炸裂哦！各位好，欢迎收听今天的听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的英，音乐的乐，回复关键词 boys 来查看这期节目的推文。同时呢， MV 也值得大家一看，众多男神聚集。话不多说，我们先来听听这首神曲 boys， 稍后为你带来歌词讲解。
Thinking about I need that bad boy to do me right on a Friday, and I need that good one to wake me up on a Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. I want them all, I want them all. And when they finally leave me, I'm all alone. But I'm looking down at my girls, are blowing my phone up. Them 20 questions they're asking me where I'm at, didn't hit them back. I'm sorry thatYour party. I wish I had a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys. OK， 音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是主播 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的英，音乐的乐，回复关键词 boys 来查看这期节目的推文。那现在我们跟随音乐一起来看看歌词中的英文表达吧。 I was busy thinking about boys, boys, boys. Always busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. 我总是忙着去想那些男孩子们，总是忙着去做一些关于男孩子的美梦。那这边呢有出现到 busy 的一个用法，叫做 busy doing something， 就是忙着做某事。那 busy 呢就是忙碌繁忙的意思。我们再来举个例子， I'm busy writing a novel， 我正在忙着写小说。 novel N-O-V-E-L 是小说的意思哈。 I am busy writing a novel， 我正忙于写小说。那另外呢有一个短语叫做 be busy with，那这后面的话呢你可以接名词，比如说 I'm busy with my homework， 就是我正在忙着写作业。那歌词中呢有两处地方都用了 busy doing， I'm busy thinking about boys, boys, boys， 我总是忙着去想那些男孩子们。 Always busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys， 总是忙着去做关于男孩子的美梦。
head is spinning thinking about boys. 脑袋呢为这些男孩子们旋转。Spin, S-P-I-N, 这个词呢有快速旋转或者是眩晕的意思。Spin. 所以呢当我们说一个人的头他的 head, spin 的话呢就是说头晕脑胀。听一下例句。My problem is that the variety of decisions make my head spin. 我的问题呢就是各种各样的决定啊搞得我团团转。看一下这个例句中的短语 variety of, 就是各种各样的。My problem is that the variety of decisions make my head spin. 我的问题呢就是各种各样的决定搞得我团团转。接下来这个句子。Every day, I heard enough new English expressions to make my head spin. 每一天呢，我的耳边都出现很多新的英语表达，把我弄的是晕头转向。不知道正在收听节目的你有没有这样子的感觉哈？那你不要去 make your head spin. 这些 new English expressions, 这些新的英语表达其实没有那么难的。来重复一下这个例句 Every day, 每天 I heard enough new English expressions 我听到了足够多的新的英语的表达 To make my head spin 把我弄的是晕头转向All I need that good one to wake me up on a Sunday 我需要一个能在周日叫醒我的好男孩 Wake up, 这是一个动词短语表示醒来或者是叫醒 wake up. He didn't wake up until 11 o'clock in the morning. 他上午11点钟才醒。这里的 not until 表示直到什么什么才怎么怎么样。He didn't wake up until 11 o'clock in the morning. 他上午在11点钟才醒。那接下来呢介绍一个名词短语叫做 a wake up call 这个 wake up 中间有一个连词符 a wake up call 从字面上来翻译的话呢就是说一个叫醒你的电话那我们知道在一些酒店呢就有这样的服务叫做 a wake up call service 就是早晨叫醒的服务那么我们来听一个例句 I'd like a wake up call at 5 tomorrow morning 明天早上5点钟来叫醒我I'd like a wake up call at 5 tomorrow morning. 好，那么这个短语呢，引申的时候可以表示警钟或者是提醒。我们来听一小段话哈。I thought my girlfriend and I had a good relationship, then I overheard her telling one of her friends that I didn't really care about her. That's when I took every opportunity to let her know and show her how much she meant to me. Thanks to that wake up call, we are doing just fine.这段话有一点长哈，那我分开来跟大家解释一下。I thought, 我以为呢 ,my girlfriend and I had a good relationship. 我本来呢以为我的女朋友和我关系呢其实是很好的。Then I overheard her telling one of her friends. 那然后呢我无意间听到她跟她的一个朋友说事情。那这边的单词 overhear 表示无意中听到偶然听到 overhear 那这个人听到他女朋友跟他朋友说什么呢说 I didn't really care about her 就是我其实没有那么关心他 care about 在这里呢意思是在乎在意 care about 这边呢有个连读叫做 care about OK接下来 That's when I took every opportunity to let her know 那后来呢我就 took every opportunity 就抓住每一次的机会让她知道什么呢 and show her how much she meant to me 让她知道而且呢我也展示出她对我意义是多么的重大那这边呢 mean to 表示对某人很重要对某人有着很深刻的意义哈That's when I took every opportunity to let her know and show her how much she meant to me. 那一有机会呢我就让她知道而且向她表达她对我是多么的重要。Thanks to that wake up call. 好这边呢主题出来了。Thanks to 表示多亏了。多亏了那个 wake up call, 就多亏了那个提醒就是之前说到的她不小心听到她跟她朋友说哎我不是那么的在意她。Thanks to that wake up call, 多亏呢那一次听到的话点醒了我。We are doing just fine. 那现在呢我们就相处得非常好了。 OK, 那现在呢连起来听一下这个句子。I thought my girlfriend and I had a good relationship. Then I overheard her telling one of her friends that I didn't really care about her. That's when I took every opportunity to let her know and show her how much she meant to me. Thanks to that wake-up call, we are doing just fine. 连起来听一下这个句子。I thought my girlfriend and I had a good relationship. Then I overheard her telling one of her friends that I didn't really care about her. That's when I took every opportunity to let her know and show her how much she meant to me. Thanks to that wake-up call, we are doing just fine.
好，这个男朋友还真的是够细心的。那在和伴侣相处时，我们也应该多注意对方的感受，及时调整两个人的相处之道，不要等到人家抱怨了、发脾气了，才知道自己要改正。
好，那最后呢，我们来看这句歌词 Don't be mad, don't be mad at me.
别生气，别对我生气嘛。那这边呢有一个短语是 be mad at， 就是对某人恼火，对某人生气。
be mad at， I'm really mad at my new roommate。
这个句子呢就是说我的新室友啊真让我生气。
roommate 就是室友的意思。
那现在呢很多人都会跟室友一起住，那碰到室友非常不讲卫生的时候，你可能会非常非常生气，那就是 I'm really mad at my new roommate， 我对我的新室友真的很生气。
好了，今天的分享就到这里，节目最后呢想起一首同名歌曲 Boys 来自于何洁，那最后就把这首歌送给大家。我是 Candice， 你可以叫我小 C， 微信公众号是小 C 音乐，英语的音，音乐的乐，记得回复关键词 Boys 来查看这期节目的推文。好了，我们下期再见，拜拜。更重要。